American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
I want to help with this issue.
That's North Carolina teen Mackenzie Henson discussing how a 4-H presentation on hunger encouraged her to do something about it within her own community.
I started 4-H. The first speech I did was on childhood hunger in North Carolina. And when you research and statistics, you're like, it's 1 in 3 children, 1 in 5 elderly people. And there's over 895,000 people in North Carolina alone that are suffering from food insecurities. When I research the statistics, I'm like, okay, I want to help with this issue. So I went into volunteering at local food pantries, and I was like, okay, I want to change the way people look at food pantries. I want to educate them and tell them it's not just about food. It's how you make people feel when they walk in the door.
So in 2015, then 10-year-old Mackenzie Henson established the Make a Difference Food Pantry to fight hunger in her home state of North Carolina.
And the Make a Difference Food Pantry mission is to stop hunger one meal, one family at a time, to provide nutritious food to individuals whom it would be otherwise unattainable, raise awareness to educate others about the hunger in our communities, and promote volunteerism to improve the lives of others. When you research all the statistics and everything for the speech and you realize this is a problem right here in your backyard and you're like, oh my goodness, I never knew. It's like a ton of bricks hit you.
Not only helping out in the area she grew up in central North Carolina, but also helping out when disaster strikes, like when Hurricane Matthew hit.
We were open for 43 straight days during Matthew. We fed over 7,000 hot meals, and we delivered them to trailer parks that were flooded into my senior hall pantry.
That's North Carolina teen Mackenzie Henson. Now this.
American Cattle News is on the air.
My husband and I and our family listen to your broadcasts frequently and really enjoy them. You have a nice variety of topics that you cover and people from throughout the industry. And we often learn a lot just listening to it and just appreciate that you're getting the word out to not only the producer but the consumer.
American Cattle News.
When we started listening to it, my husband turned to me and he said, this is a great show. He said, we need to have more stuff like this on the air.
I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.